Welcome to the Move In or Move On podcast. This is where we dive deep into relationships, mental health, and self-improvement. Because let's be real, life's too short for confusion and wasted time, whether you're figuring out if you should stay, go, heal, or grow. This is the place to get the real talk and advice you need. No fluff, no sugarcoating, just straight up wisdom, mindset shifts, and the push to make bold moves. So buckle up, because we're about to get into it.
Listen, nobody can understand that. I'm fully gassed. I'm finally coming back on the pod, innit? Like, I've been procrastinating for so long. I needed to get the right setup and everything, man. So now we're back. Hopefully everything's sounding good. If it's not sounding good, I apologize. I'm going to do better each time, you feel me? But I hope every single one of you are having an amazing day. So welcome. If it's your first time, welcome to the Move In or Move On podcast. You feel me? But yeah, anyway, obviously you're going to see the title, but I'm just going to read out the title anyway, just for the sake of it, innit? Mind your business. But basically, the title today is Therapy Doesn't Work. Now, hear what I'm saying. I'm just going to tell you why it doesn't work in as much depth as I possibly can, innit? So if you feel like you know more than me, that's cool, innit? I'm happy for you. If you feel like I missed out anything, go do your own go do your own research and, like, you know, make sure you don't just take my word for it, innit? Just make sure that you do your own research, your own homework. I'm going to say it again. Do your own research. Do your own homework. Make sure you get your own knowledge from wherever you need to get it from. But I'm going to give you as much of my knowledge as possible. And if you couldn't already tell, I'm nervous, you know. I'm so nervous. I'm going to be real. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. So anyway, therapy doesn't work, yeah? Because, actually, let me tell you a story. So the other day I went out and I was in the club with my friend in it. I'm trying not to go out as much, whatever, cool. But here's what it is. So I went out with my friend because I hadn't seen him in a while. So we just thought, yeah, let's go, let's step, whatever. In the club, one of my other friends, he was talking to this girl. He was talking to two girls, actually. So he like, told me to come over. I sound like I can't chat to girls. It weren't like that, yeah. It wasn't like that. But he was doing his thing. I'm just chilling, innit? So anyway, he was like, yeah, come over. So came over now. He's introducing me to one of the girls. He introduced me to both of them, but there was a specific one he wanted me to, whatever. Cool. So she was like, oh, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. I said my name. She said her name. Cool. What do you do for work? Blah, 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 blah. And then somehow we got on the topic of, like, relationships and rare. Because I said to her, like, yeah, I want to be a relationship coach. That's what I want to do, rare. And, like, counseling and stuff like that. So she then said to me, therapy doesn't work. So what happened? I said to her, oh, what makes you think it doesn't work? She's like, I went to a counsellor for 6 months and nothing changed. I was like, okay, fair enough. Like, maybe you went to the wrong counsellor. Why did you go to counselling? And she's like, oh, because my last relationship was traumatic, blah, 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 blah. Cool. So I was like, so what? You never learned anything from it? She was like, no, it was just me talking about my feelings and how I felt about things. So I was like, okay. I said to her, I don't think, like, you did the right steps. And she was like, it doesn't work. Like, she kept on saying, like, it doesn't work. Like, she's trying to get a reaction from me. But I wasn't giving the reaction. I just said, okay, cool. Because I knew what she was trying to do, innit? So that gave the inspiration for me to explain why therapy doesn't work. So anyway, she said to me, you don't want to argue, do you? I was like, look, this isn't the environment to be having this conversation. If you believe it doesn't work, then I'm going to let you continue to believe that because this is not the environment. There's loads of music playing. You're trying to have a debate on whether therapy works or not. Firstly, therapy does work, innit? Obviously, it's a bit of a contradictory to the title, but I've got to drag you in, you get me? But therapy does work, innit? It's just a lot of people don't understand how it works. So when they go to therapy, they think there's going to be this, like, magical thing that happens to them that they're healed. It doesn't work like that. It works in a certain way. There's a certain things that need to happen. There's certain things that need to happen in order for it to work. Okay. Like, everyone says to people that are depressed or sad or going through a hard time, go to counseling, go to therapy, but they don't even know what it does, or like, they just know that a lot of people go there when they're feeling a certain way, but you need to know what you want from it. You need to know what it is before you go there. You need to know how it works. So I'm going to give you a little insight on how I believe it works and from my own personal research. So go do your own research on it. You might listen, you might think, nah, that's whatever. So go do your own research. It's cool. But I'm going to tell you. Okay, cool. So I got my little books, my notebooks. Yeah, cool. So what is therapy? Okay, therapy is the process, or like, it gives you the ability to grow, or the space to grow, or to relieve pain. So if you've got emotional pain and you've gone through something and it's damaging, or you even feel numb, therapy is a place or a thing that can relieve that. So for example, some people do sports to relieve themselves of stress or anger or whatever, but that's a part of therapy. It's a thing that helps you to, you know, go through whatever you're going through. But here's the problem with sports and also music. Music can be a good therapy. But here's the thing with those things. They just kind of, this is what I believe, they're good for the moment. They're good for the moment, but they're not sustainable for long-term growth or long-term help, if that makes sense. Let's say I've had, let's say I'm with my partner, cool. I've had a crazy interaction with my partner. Like, we've just had a full-blown argument, cool. And we both need to cool off. And I decide, all right, I'm going to listen to music and that's going to help me to calm down. That's great. Now, that just puts a little bandaid on it for the moment, but that doesn't go to the core reason to why I may have clashed with my partner. Because there's a lot of couples that are together and they argue all the time and they can't figure out why they're arguing, but that's what therapy's for, like real therapy, like counseling, going to people, speaking to them. Therapy's about going into depth of why you're thinking the way you're thinking and how it started, how it happened. Why are you thinking that certain things are okay? Like, certain people think that verbal abuse is okay and they don't know why they think it's okay. It's just normal to them. And then you go to a therapy or a counseling session and you discover that, oh, this person was abused as a child. That's how their mom spoke to them. That's how their dad spoke to them. That was normal for them. So that's all they know. And then people judge them for it. Hold on. Yeah, so like, people will judge them for it and be like, oh my gosh, this person's such an abusive person, verbally, blah, blah, blah. Nobody actually takes the time to understand why this person's an abusive person, verbally, for example. Because who has the patience to take abuse? Like, let's be honest. Nobody really wants to sit there and be abused and abused. Not really. Obviously, some people have certain issues. But you have people that don't know why they're doing it. And if you sit them down, you'll find out the core reason. And that's what therapy's for. It's to figure out the why are you in the position that you're in mentally. Why do you think the way you think? Why do you believe the things that you believe? Why are you doing these things? But like I said before, like, no average person is going to look at somebody and think, oh my gosh, they've been hurt, so let me give them some grace and that's why they're abusing me. They're just going to write them off completely. That's what happens. So therapy is a safe place for you to explore those things and to dive deeper into why you are the way you are. That's all it is. So you go to therapy and it highlights the things that you're doing, why you're tolerating maybe somebody's behavior as well. That's all it is. It's just a map to show you, well, this is why I'm here. This is how I ended up in this position. Now, the next step of that, okay, is you've got to understand the brain. You've got to, excuse me, I burped, sorry. But you've got to understand the brain and how it works, okay? So you've got the conscious part of your brain. You've got subconscious and you've got the unconscious, okay? Cool. So what is consciousness? Being conscious of something is the awareness of what is happening around you within a specific moment. Okay. And not a lot of people are very conscious of their behaviors or their actions. That's why you've got so many people that I don't want to say, look, do your own research again. But that's why I believe you've got so many people that end up depressed because they're not conscious of how the brain works. They're not conscious of themselves. So I'll give you an example. Even for me personally, like I've been depressed one time in my life. And at one time I've been depressed. And that was because I was just living my life. I was just living. I was constantly like going from the next thing to the next thing to the next thing without stopping and thinking, why and what am I doing? Why am I doing that thing? Why am I doing that thing? Why am I doing that thing? And then when I finally had a moment to stop, like when I gave myself a time to stop, there was a whole flood of depression because I didn't realize how unaware of myself I was. I've always been a level of aware, but the deep depth of why I'm in the positions that I'm in, why do I keep ending up in this position? And that consciousness, that awareness, when it comes too late, or when it comes not too late, because it's never really too late to be conscious, but when it comes to a point where it's you're aware of yourself and you're really truly aware, there will be a flood of, I believe there will be a flood of depression or at least a flood of sadness because your brain has to catch up and it has to realize and recognize, wow, I ended up here because of what I've been through as a child. Or what I went through at that age, and that's still affecting me to date. And that's why I've ended up here, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. I hope it sounds right. Hopefully you guys are following. But so the consciousness is the awareness. So I want you to think about when it comes to time, it is the present moment. That is what consciousness is in essence. It's being present in the moment. It's being able to just be. Whatever's happening, just letting it be, just being present in the moment, being able to just look around you and appreciate everything that is right in front of you and understand the moment. That's a very hard thing to grasp because if you look at it, a lot of people are not in the moment. Everybody's in their phone. Everybody's thinking about work the next day. And it's hard for people to be present. And that's why a lot of people become depressed. Like they will, for example, a lot of people that make money, a lot of hard grafting money. Let's say you spent hours and hours and years of just focusing on money. This is why people say money doesn't make you happy. It's because you spend that time, for example, making money, working hard and grinding. And when you get a moment to stop, you wake up and you're conscious and you're like, wow, my head has been in money. My love and my heart has been in money. And I've missed so many years of being connected to people and being able to be present with people. That's just one example of consciousness and how being aware is so important. But anyway, moving on. So the subconscious mind, this is probably my favorite one. Subconscious mind is the subconscious mind is the future. Of this is what I believe personally. Go do your own research, but it's the future of your behaviors. So your habits, the influences that you have, like the stored memories of pain and stuff like that. Yeah, if that makes sense. So not the stored memory of pain, sorry. It's the storage of habits. So what you do automatically is in your subconscious mind. For example, if you always scratch your ear every time, like you scratch your right ear every time you open your eyes or every time you blink, like that's in your subconscious mind. That's an exaggeration. Or for example, I've got this thing, yeah, this is my subconscious thing and I don't know where it came from. I don't know why I do it, but I always do it. When I wake up and it's a new day, if I touch my phone with my right hand, I have to touch my phone with my right hand for the whole day. I can't use my left hand until I wash my hand. Like, it sounds mad. And if I eat food with my left hand, yeah, to start the day with, like, if I pick something to eat, if I eat banana with my left hand or whatever, I have to eat with my left hand for the whole day until I wash my hand. It's like my brain thinks washing my hands is the reset and then I can use whatever hand. But that's one of my things. I didn't even realize I was doing it. But that's in my subconscious mind. And I don't know where that came from. I can't even tell you. You've got things like, for example, when it comes to relationships, let's say somebody was being criticized. Somebody's subconscious pattern might be to shout when they hear criticism, because maybe as a child, when they were criticized by their parents, it felt like an attack. So when they interact with their partners now, it's a subconscious habit for them to just shout and raise their voice when they hear potential criticism. Is it right? No, but understanding it helps you to change it. And when you understand it and then you can convey to your partner that this is why I do X, Y, Z, you can get your partner to potentially help you and mirror that back to you so that you can work on it and grow. So that's why it's quite important to tackle the subconscious part of the brain. But so the subconscious is the future events. It makes how do I explain this? It is what you're going to do automatically. It's always what you're going to do. It's a habit. You don't think about it. It's the future part. That's what I personally believe. It's the future part. And the present part is obviously the awareness. Cool. Then let's get onto the unconscious part of your brain. The unconscious part of the brain is the driving force of your sub and your conscious part of your brain. Okay? The unconscious part of your brain is the instincts, the bruises of emotional pain, the unhealed desires of the past, the unknown. So whatever has happened to you, even from a baby till now, your unconscious part of your brain remembers everything. Even when trauma happens, it remembers everything. That's why it's so important to go to therapy. And this is why therapy doesn't work. Because everyone goes there to therapy and they're conscious. They're in the moment, they're present, blah, blah, blah. But they don't dive deeper. Because they might have a wall up and they don't understand. They don't want to go back too far. And they're like, oh, I don't trust this person. Why would I ever want to tell them anything? They don't go deep enough. You have to go back to childhood and you have to reflect on your childhood and remember the things and connect the dots. So for example, I'll give you an example. I was terrified of the dark. No, actually, that's wrong. I'm not even going into that one. That's too deep. for example, spiders. I'm terrified of spiders, innit? Spiders scare me, yeah? Not as much now, because I understand it, but they used to scare the hell out of me. Like, I couldn't look at a spider. You don't understand. And then when I went back, like, when I thought about it, I'm like, why am I scared of spiders? Like, what is it about a spider that actually scares me? Like, what's the issue? And I remember when I was about, how old was I? I might have been about 4 or 5 years old. And I remember my mum was brushing my teeth as a kid. And I remember she was brushing the bottom of my teeth. I'll never forget. And because obviously she was taller than me, she looked down and she saw something moving on my foot. Because I remember her stopping and she looked down and she said, don't look down. Obviously I'm 4 or 5. I looked down. So after I looked down now, I jumped and I ran and I saw this huge spider. Like, this spider was so big. Like, it was probably the size of my hand. It was black. I can't forget it. It was the biggest spider I've ever seen, even till now. But obviously, when you're in trauma, when you're scared, like, your brain will amplify how big it was. It might not have been as big as I thought, but it felt huge because obviously I'm 4 or 5. I remember I ran into my mom's room. I was crying and she said, look, I killed it. It's in the toilet, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no. Like, I couldn't function. I couldn't. I also remember seeing a spider on the Kellogg's cereal box. And I don't know if it was like, I don't know what the guy's name is that died, yeah. The crocodile hunter guy, yeah. I think he was doing like some promotion thing and there was like a picture of a spider in the jungle. And I'll never forget like how big that spider was. And it had like orange like patterns on it with black, orange and black. I was like, nah. From there, from there and the other thing, I can't stand spiders, innit? Now I'm all right, but back then I couldn't stand spiders. Like, it just, I couldn't do it. I had a point. I've been chatting for so long, I had a point and it's gone out of my head. But, oh yeah, that was it. The unconscious part of the brain. So now, like, with the unconscious part, it's like I can bring it to the forefront of my brain now and I can connect those dots. And I can also give myself grace, like, okay, something happened, blah, blah, blah. That's why I'm scared. I'm not actually scared of the thing because objectively, more spiders, I'm bigger than the spider. I could just, you know what I mean? But that's what happens when we don't go to therapy. We don't understand why we're doing these things in relationships or why we're doing these things in general. Like, it helps you to re-put meaning into things. So firstly, that's what therapy is for. Therapy is to understand the past and to become one with the past, to know what happened and why it happened and understand blah, 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 and kind of always almost forgive yourself of like who you are today. Being able to say, look, these things I went through and that's why I'm who I am right now. Now, for the next part, once you enter your unconscious part of your brain, that's great. That's beautiful. Cool. You're there. Cool. You understand things. You remember them. You bring them to the forefront, whatever. You give it new meaning, blah, blah, blah. The next step after therapy, it doesn't stop there because therapy helps you identify problems that you didn't know were problems. You need to go to coaching. Relationship coaching is the next step if you don't know where to go after that. You don't go to therapy and highlight all your problems. Your friends can help you do that if they really care. But you can't go to therapy because loads of people go to therapy for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 10 years and say therapy doesn't work. Therapy works on a psychological level because as human beings, right, when you're a young kid, you're supposed to, as a kid, from about zero to around potentially 16, depending. Anytime a parent has a conversation with a child, you need, this is what helps to create secure kids. You need to be able to give the child your full attention, okay? The brain needs full attention to develop. Go do your own research. Don't believe me. Don't take my word for it. Go do your own research. If you want to create a secure child, give them the most amount of attention when it comes to interactions. Explain every detail to why they can't have that toy or why they have to go sit in the naughty step, why they have to do XYZ. Giving them that explanation, giving them that full attention allows them to grow and heal. Now, what happens is with us, because we've been through stuff and our parents have to go to work or whatever, they might be tired, so they can't explain things and our brain doesn't understand why is mommy hitting me today or why is daddy so, not hitting me, that sounds crazy, but why did my mom do this? Why did my dad do that? Why did my dad ignore me all the time every time I wanted to play with him or have an interaction with my dad? Why? When your brain doesn't understand why, it will set it back into, it will put itself into trauma, like emotional neglect. It will go to a point where it says, you know what? I'm not worthy. Fine. I'm going to figure out my own way. And then you go with your own coping mechanisms to deal with whatever you're trying to deal with. So when you go to coaching now, what happens is it filters out, okay, fine. I know what the problems are. Now I need to reteach myself new habits that will serve me. I need to teach myself secure habits that will help me to better me, if that makes sense. Like, you need to be able to go to coaching and learn new methods of interaction, learn new communication tactics, learn how to sit on your own and process your own emotions. You cannot go to therapy and highlight, because all you're going to do is highlight yourself as this big problem without giving yourself the opportunity to be a great solution. I hope that makes sense. You need to go to coaching. You need to be in healthy relationships. But you need to go, I believe everyone should go to a counselor or a therapist at least once in their life and experience it. And hopefully they will see that, you know, why they do whatever they do, and they can understand and learn from it and grow. But coaching is the key. I personally believe coaching is the key. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't think you can just go to therapy for the rest of your life. Like that's just, you know, your bank account. If you can afford it, go and do it. But I don't think, you can't blame therapists. You can't blame like therapy just because it didn't work for you. I think you need more. You need more, 100%, man. And also you got to most definitely forgive yourself. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I remember there's a point when I became like fully aware and I started to think about things in depth all the time and more aware of myself. I remember like, because you're aware of yourself, you're more hypersensitive. So I can't lie, there was a point I kind of hated myself. Like, oh my gosh, the way I spoke to that person, the way I treated that person, the way I did da 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 da. But I was just living from a place of my own consciousness. Like I wasn't me. I was me living me, but I wasn't me being the true me, if that makes sense. I was alive, but I was asleep. Do you know? And that's with a lot of people. Like a lot of people are not aware of themselves. And that's I believe that is a big part in depression. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, my life isn't going the way I want it to go, blah, blah, blah. But you're not living. You're living from the place of what you know or what your brain knows, not the version of you that wants to know. That sounds crazy. But the version of you that you were taught to be, that you didn't make the choice to be. So your parents or not having parents, whatever influenced you as a child is a driving force to who you're going to be. So you never get to be the version of yourself that you actually want to be, because technically you're being you, but you're asleep. Therapy can help wake you up and realize, oh, I need to be the me that I want to be. If that makes sense. Oh, that's a lot of talking, man. That's a lot of talking. But anyway, I appreciate every single one of you lot for listening, man. I appreciate every single one of you lot for listening and coming. And yeah, it's amazing. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. And I hope you enjoyed that episode. And I hope this episode makes sense. I tried to keep the episodes at about 30 minutes. I know my voice is kind of bassy. I don't want to jar you, whatever. But I appreciate every single time. Have a lovely day. Yeah.